From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home on the radio and on the web for news, information, and today, a little lesson on religious loopholes. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2007, and mystery solved.
Do you know where your mayor is?
They do in Atlantic City. Robert Levy, who had been missing for 2 weeks, has shown up. Well, he's gone home where he is recuperating after some time in a facility, kind of a rehab slash mental health clinic. No one knows exactly what went on there, but they do know he's back.
Yeah, he took off on September 26th. Nobody knew where he went. Now at least we have located the mayor. We have a really good show today. We have doctors in the show, rabbis, TV critics, you name it. We're going to be talking about one of the biggest environmental settlement payouts in history. It involves acid rain. Now, if you don't know what acid rain is, it's okay. If you can't remember what the problem is, we'll fill you in.
And Allison, as everyone knows, it's a Shemitah year.
You said it, not me.
It's actually a year designated under Jewish law that means all farmers in Israel are supposed to stop growing food this year and let their fields lie fallow. Although that's causing a lot of tension about how people exactly interpret that rule. We're going to get into that coming up.
Also, we're going to talk a little bit about television etiquette in the world of digital video recording. When is it safe to tell somebody who Bret Michaels picked on Rock of Love? How long do you have to wait? 24 hours? 48 hours? We're going to talk a little bit about that with a TV critic. Also, we'll get today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. But first, here is the BPP's big story.